Today's shir is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Vav, and we will begin on Daf Tzadik He on the base, four lines from the bottom, Amr Bavua. The Gemara now will describe Sancheriv's death. Amr Bavua, Emolim Mikra Kosev Yevshala Amrai. If not that the Pasuk said so explicitly, we can never explain ourselves how the Pasuk describes what happens. Liksiv, the Pasuk says, Beyomahu Yigla Hashem Besar Hashchira Bavrei Nohar. On that day Hashem will take a razor that's leased, and from the other side of the river, B'melech Asher, to put it on the king of Asher, meaning Sancheriv, Esarosh, his head, V'sar HaGlayim, and the hair of his feet, V'gam Esazokin Tisva, and so too shall the hair of his beard be destroyed. Says the Gemara, also Kutchebruchu, V'ad Melei Kigavra Savra, Hashem came and appeared to Sancheriv like an old person. And the Mefarshim discuss, is it possible then that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself appeared to Sancheriv this way? So I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is that it wasn't actually Hashem that appeared to Sancheriv that way. It was a malach that appeared to Sanhedrin that way. Another pshat that I saw is that it wasn't Hashem nor a malach. It was actually Eliyahu HaNavi. Another pshat is that this entire episode that our Gemara now describes actually happened in Sancheriv's imagination. Another pshat is, as the Pasuk says, Umitzrayim noisei achreyem, and Rashi says it wasn't actually Mitzrayim who was chasing Klal Yisrael, it was rather Soresh Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim's malach in Shemayim. Here too it doesn't mean actually that it was Sancheriv, this episode was happening with him, actually was happening with his malach in Shemayim. So also HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vidmalek Gavr Sava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Sancheriv like an old person, Omlei, and he said to him, Ke'azlis l'gabu malchim mizrach u'mariv, when you go to the kings of the east and the west, the Saisu l'benayu v'katlinu, who, as we learned in the previous shurim, Sancheriv brought their children, he brought 45,000 princes to war, and they all perished. My amritlhu. So what will you say to them? Amalei. So Sancheriv said to Hashem, Hahu gavr bahu pachta nami Yosef. That person who is referring to himself has actually the same fear. Amalei, heichinavit. So Sancheriv continues to say to Hashem, what should I do? Amalei zel. So Hashem said to him, go, Oshni nafshach, and disguise yourself. So ask Sancheriv to Hashem, b'may eshni, how could I disguise myself? Amalei, Aizali Mispura, bring me a scissor, Ve'egzayich Ana, and I'll shave you, and therefore people won't be able to recognize you. Ask Sancheriv to Hashem, Hechi Aisi, from where should I bring a scissor? Amalei, so Hashem says to him, Olohu Beis of Aisi, go into that house and bring a scissor from that house. Ozalashkechina, so he went into the house and he found a pair of scissors. So the Malach Esharis came, Vidmalek Gavri, and they disguised themselves like people. Vavakotachnika Shaisa, and they were grinding date palm kernels. Why specifically palm kernels? So, in the Farshim say, as we've learned earlier, Ma Tamazeh, that Klal Yisrael is compared to a Tamar. Just like the Tamar, Ein Lei Ela Lev Echad, Leviyah Shebishmaim, only has one trunk. So too, Klal Yisrael only has Lev Echad Laviyim Shebashmayim. Another pshat is that it's particularly hard to grind those kernels, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making it, so to speak, hard for him to destroy Klal Yisrael. Amle Havali Mispara. So Sancheriv asked if they could lend him a scissor. Amrle, and they told him, T'choin chad grease you to kashayse, if you'll grind a measure of date kernels, V'nitan lach will give you. So Mefarshim asked, the halach is that one may not give a goy a weapon. because he could cause damage with that weapon. So how were they allowed to give Sancheriv this weapon? So I saw that the Mefarshim give a number of terutzim. One terutz, a fairly simple terutz, is that he had his own weapons already. So they weren't giving him something that he didn't have access to. Another pshat is that one may not give a weapon to a guy only if the guy is going to be holding on to the weapon for a long time. But here they were only lending it to him for a short amount of time. There is no concern. Another terutz that I saw is that since this weapon was being given to them from Hashem, something that's being given from Hashem, we don't have to be concerned, will be used to cause damage. Tochen chad groy de kasheisa, so he ground one measure of kernels, v'yavle mispart, and they gave him the scissors. Ad the osach, until he comes back, ishach, it gets dark. Amalei, so Hashem says to him, zil icy nura, bring a fire so I could see what's going on. Ozol v'aisenura, so he was carrying the fire, and behadid the konafechlech, as he was blowing on the fire to keep it going and getting to get bigger, itli beinura bedikne, the fire caught onto his beard. Ozol gazil reishe bedikne, so at the end, both his hair and his beard were both removed. His hair was removed because it was cut, and his beard was removed because it was burnt. Amr Hayne Diksiv, the Gamma Sazok and Tisva, the beard too got destroyed. Amr Papa, says Rapapa, Hayne Damrinchi, this is what people say, Gerarte l'armo shapile, if you burn armo and he likes it, Isle Nur Bedigne, then you could even set fire to his beard, Vlesova Chukmine, and you could continue laughing at him. Ozel Ashkech Tapa mit Tevusa de Noach. So he found a plank from the Teva of Noach. Omar, he said, Haina Lakar Rabba, this is the God, the Shisla Noach Metofna, that saved Noach from the Mabel. So here too, I saw Machloikis in the Mefarshim, how to understand this Gemara. Some Mefarshim suggest that what happened over here was that Sancheriv, who was an Oved Avodah Zarah, now started worshipping this plank, saying that this was the plank that saved Noach from the Mabel. Yet I saw other Mefarshim suggest that he wasn't actually worshipping an Avodah Zarah. What was happening here was that he was actually worshipping Hashem, and he recognized that just like Hashem had saved Noach, here too Hashem had saved him. But Pashpshan in the Gemara is that he found now a new Avodah Zarah to worship. Omar, and he said, E Ozlahu Gavra Mitzlach. So at this point he made the following pledge. If I will now go to war and win, Makvla Latre Bane Kamach, I will bring my two children as a carbon to you. Again, because he was using Noach as his model. And just like Noach, when he was saved from the Mabel, brought a carbon, he said too that if I will now be successful, I will bring a carbon. But instead of bringing an animal, he said he'd bring his children as a carbon. Shama benoi v'katlua. His children heard what he said, and they killed him. Hane d'ksiv, v'hi hu mishtach v'beis nisruch alahov. He was worshipping in Nisruch his Avodah Zarah. V'adamelech v'sharetz abonov, he kub b'cherev. His children, Adamelech and Sharetzer, killed him. The Pasuk says, by Avram Avinu, V'cholak aleim laila hu v'avodah v'yakim. And as Mefarshim point out, the Gemara finds that there are two difficulties with this Pasuk. Number one, if the Pasuk means that they did war during the night, the Pasuk should have said the word laila at the end of the Pasuk, not in the middle of the Pasuk. And furthermore, it should have said V'cholak aleim ba'laila. Why does the Pasuk say V'cholak aleim laila? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan explains, Ois the Malach Shizdam Avram Avinu, Avram, the Malach that came to help Avram Avinu in his battle against the king, Laila Shema. Shnema Valaila Oma Horogover. And as the Rishonim explained, we know that there's a Malach that takes every child, every neshama that's about to be born, and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say what will this child be, tipish achachem, foolish or wise, gibra achachem, gibra achalish, strong or weak. And this, at this point, when Avram went to war, he went to war, one of the kings was Amraphel. Amraphel was Nimrod, and Nimrod was a person who was extremely strong, and he was taken, and that was the person that the Malach Laila took, was the one that declared that Nimrod would be a very strong person. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcham has a different explanation. Sha'asim my Maisa Laila. Shnemar, from Minashemayim, they fought on behalf of Laila. Shnemar, on behalf of Avram Avinu. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, Minashemayim nilchemu akachavim mimisiloisom nilchemu asisroi. And here too, the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara is that even though Nimrod was born in a mazel that he would be a very strong individual, Minashemayim, they overcame that mazel to help Avram Avinu be able to prevail. Amrish Lakish, comments for Lakish, Tamba the Nafcha, I prefer the Pshat set forth by Nafcha, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, mid the Bar Nafcha versus the Pshat that was said by Bar Nafcha. Rabbi Yochanan was called Bar Nafcha because Rabbi Yochanan was the son of a blacksmith. Continues the Gemara. V'yirdaf Adon, the Gemara continues saying that Avram Avinu, when he went to battle, came till dawn. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Kivim Shabar Oysa Tzadik Adon, when Avram Avinu arrived at dawn, Toshish Kaychai, he became weak. 4. Roy Bonov, he saw his children, his descendants, Shasidin, Lavad Avodah Zarah, that they would worship Avodah Zarah B'don. Shanem, as the Pasuk says regarding Yeravim Ben Nevat, V'yosem Asa Echad B'Beisel, the Yeravim erected Avodah Zarah, one he put on Beisel, V'Asa Echad Nos B'don, and one he put into Don, and therefore that's what weakened, so to speak, Avram Avinu. Continues the Gemara, V'af Oysa Rosh Al Nizgaba Shigil Adon, so too the Nevuchadnezzar not become more powerful until he arrived at dawn. Shnem, as the Pasuk says, Midon Nishma Naharas Susaf. Amr Rav Zeira, says Rav Zeira, Avgav the Shalk Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir ben Tzivin, even though Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir sent the following message, His Haru Bezokin Sheshachach Talmudah B'machal Sayin Tzai, be careful with the Talmud Chacham who forgot his learning. And the Farshim say the reason we have to be so careful with the Talmud Chacham who forgot his learning is because as we see in the Luch in the Beis Hamikdash, that the Luchos and the Shivrei Luchos were kept in the same Aron. So the Mefarshim point out, why does the Gemara use the word Zokin? The Gemara should have said his Harab B'Talmud Chacham Sheshachach Talmudai. So I saw that the Mefarshim explain that one pshat the Rasha suggests is that typically when a person gets older is when he forgets his learning. Another pshat that I saw is as follows. Just like if we'll have, the Maral says this pshat, that just like if we'll have a person who's a Talmud Chacham, when he's sleeping, he's not able to talk and learning, but that doesn't take away from him being a Talmud Chacham. Here too, if you have a person who starts out as a Talmud Chacham, even though he unfortunately gets older and may forget his learning, he still remains, he still requires the same level of respect. And in fact, the Meiri says that when the Gemara says his Haru Bezokin Sheshachach Talmudai, our obligation is to show him the exact same level of respect that we showed to him when he remembered all of his learning. This Haru Mnei Amaretz, be careful with the children of Amiratzim, Shemahem Taitzei Torah, because they will be the people that will be the Talmid Chachamim. So Mefarshim and ask, what does it have to do with the fact that they're Bnei Amei Oretz? The fact is that they are Talmid Chachamim, and we're obligated to show respect to Talmid Chachamim. Furthermore, Rashi says that we have to notify them that their parents at Amaratzim, and because of that they became Talmid Chachamim, which of course is very difficult to understand. So I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is that the Gemara is teaching, telling people who are teachers, who are rabbeim in yeshivas, and is saying to them, sometimes you have students that come from homes that the parents aren't such great individuals. And maybe your first reaction would be not to treat those children with such, so well. Teaches us the Gemara, his Haru B'nei Amoritz, these children, Shemehem Teitzei Torah, those are specifically the children that will grow up to be the big Talmidei Chachamim. Another pshat that I saw is that his Haru B'nei Amoritz, watch for the Amoratzim, because it is the Amoratzim who are the ones who are supporters of Torah. And therefore we have to show them great respect. Another pshat that I saw is that, on the contrary, the Gemara is teaching us that if from Amoratzim such great Talmidei Chachamim could come, certainly from Talmidei Chachamim great Talmidei Chachamim could come. I skipped a line. The Gemara says, "Vesharu bevridin krab Yehuda." The halacha is, we know that when one shechs an animal, he has to shech the con and the veshit, the trachea and the esophagus. But the halacha is that the vridin, the blood vessels next to the con and veshit, should also be cut, because to make sure that all the blood comes out. And that's what the Gemara says, "Vesharu bevridin krab Yehuda." Kihab, says the Gemara, Kiham Misa Medinalei, we have to let everybody know about this halacha, about this Harab Bnei Aniyim Shemehem Teitzei Torah. So say to Mepharshim, why indeed are we so concerned Shemehem Aniyim Teitzei Torah? So I saw the Mepharshim explain, because we want to show that Torah is not a Yerusha. And therefore, how do we show that Torah is not a Yerusha? That specifically people who come from families who their parents aren't Talmidei Chachamim, Shemehem Teitzei Torah. Furthermore, the Mashal points out that this is only regarding boys. His Harab Bnei Aniyim, by sons, it's the boy who goes to yeshiva, and depending on how he's successful in learning, that's who he will be. However, when it comes to girls, we know that there's a specific issue of somebody should marry a Bas Talmud Chacham. Continues the Gemara in pointing this out, because the Pasuk says, Tzadik at Hashem ki arv alecha es mishpat ach mishpatocha adaber oisach madarach derech shoyim tzlocha. Why are Rishoyim successful? Sholu kabay de beged. Why are people who are treacherous have tranquility? Natatam gashorshu yamcha gam asuperi. My hadrule, what is the response? Because you ran in front of people who run and they exhausted you. How could you compete against horses? Or where you put your trust in a land of peace. How will you do by the Yarden? Explains the Gemara. Mashal Adam Echad Sha'amar. There was a person that says, Yochal Ani Lorutz Sholosh Prasos Lufnei Asusim. I could run 3 Prasos ahead of the horses and still be ahead of them, even when we're running Ben Bitzah Hemayim, even when we're learning in marshy land. Nizdam Lai Ragli Echad. So he met a person running, Rotz Lufnei Sholosh Milim B'Yabasha. He ran only 3 mil vanilla, and he became exhausted. Amalai, so they said to him, Umal lefnei raglikach, if you ran in front of a person, you got exhausted. Lefnei susim, certainly if you're going to try to run ahead of horses, alachas kam v'kam, that you would get exhausted. Umal shlosh smilim kach, if you got exhausted after 3 milim, shlosh basos, alachas kam v'kam, certainly if you ran 3 pasos, you would get exhausted. Umal b'yabashakach, if this happened when you ran on regular dry land, by Betzah Mayim, certainly if your land ran on muddy ground, alachas kam v'kama. Af ata, so said Hashem to Yirmiyah, ma b'schar arba p'siyas, for the 4 steps, sheshlamti lois rosha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave schar to Nebuchadnezzar. The Gemara is going to explain the episode in a moment. Shirotz acha kvoidi atam temeya, you're wondering how Nebuchadnezzar was worthy of so much schar. Kenim Shalom Schar, when I will give Schar to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Shrot Lefanei Kesusim, they ran in front of me like horses. So Mefarshim point out, why is the running of the others considered like the running of a horse? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that a horse never gets tired. So too did the others never get tired of doing mitzvahs. Another pshat that I saw is that a horse, even when he reaches his destination, he keeps on moving. So too, tzaddikim, they never stop. They're always trying to reach higher and higher madregas. Alach kam v'kama hamatzchar the tzaddikim will get. And Hayyad Ksev, that's indeed what the Pasuk says. L'nevim nizhra libi b'kirbi. Rock for komet, soma, say, all my bones shake. Hayisk give shikr, gever over yayin. Nei shem v'dver kachoy, for the great tzchar Hashem will give to tzaddikim. So the Gemara referred to four psias, four steps that Nebuchadnezzar took. What are they? Hani arbsias, mahi, what does it refer to? The Ksiv. Because the Pasuk says, Ba'isihi, Sholach Merodin ben Beladin, Melech Bavel Sforim, Beladin ben Beladin, Merodach Beladin ben Beladin, sent letters and gifts to Chizkiyahu, because Chizkiyahu had gotten ill and recovered. Asked the Gemara, Meshumki Cholav Yechazik, just because Chizkiyahu had gotten ill and recovered, Shadalai Sforim Mincha, did they send him letters and a gift? Says the Gemara, the reason it was sent was Lidrish HaMaifas HaShai V'Aretz, because there was a tremendous nace that happened. Dom Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ois HaYoyim Shemais Ba'Ochis, Shtei Shaz Haya. The day that Ochis passed away was a 2-hour long day. And as the Rishonim explained, because they did not want, Hashem did not want that Ochis, who was a king, the father of Chizkiyah, but he was a Rasha, should have a very dignified funeral with a big hesped. So purposely it was made, Hashem made that the sun should set quickly, and by the sun setting quickly there would not be any time to make them a levaya. And in fact the Mefarshim explained this is Pshat in the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah. The Gemara says that the Cham is like it, that the sun gets damaged because al abezdin shlemes v'lay nispek halacha. What does it mean? Because our Gemara is teaching us that if the sun goes down, then you can't make a proper levaya. And it's so important that a Talmud Chacham have a proper levaya. So if the sun goes down, it will suffer for not allowing the Talmud Chacham to have had a proper levaya. When Chizkiyah got sick and he got better, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought back those 10 hours that were lost on the day that his father died. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, Hinani Meshiv Atzeil Hamalos Ashiyah Demalos Ochus B'Shemesh Achroinus Esamalos V'Tosh V'Shemesh Osamalos V'Malos Ashiyahda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the day that Chizkiyah got better purposely much longer. The reason Hashem made that day longer is because we know the sun brings healing to the world. So Hashem wanted to use the sun to heal Chizkiyah. Amalhu. So Baladan ben Baladan saw that the day got longer, and he wanted to understand what happened that the day got longer. My high Amalhu, Chizkiyah cholish v'ispach. Chizkiyah got sick and he recovered. Omar, so he said, Ika Gavrika Hai, if there's such a person that because of him the day becomes 10 hours longer than it ought to be, Vlabina Lashadra Lashama, should I not send a greeting to him? Kosvale, they sent him the following greeting. Shalom Malka Chizkiyah, greeting to you, Chizkiyah the king. Shalom Lakat Yerushalayim, greetings to the city of Yerushalayim. Shalom Lakaraba, greetings to Hashem. Says the Gemara, Nebuchadnezzar Safri de Baladin Hava. Nebuchadnezzar was Baladin's secretary. Hahi Shatalai Hava Hasim. When this letter was written, Nebuchadnezzar wasn't there. He also, when he came back, Amalhu, he asked them, Hechik Siftu, exactly what did you write in the letter? Amalhu, so they told him, Hach Kisfinun, they told him the version of the letter. Amalhu, Karesalai Lakar Rabba, you call him the great God, Viksiftalai Lapsoif, and you mention his name at the end, Amma. So they asked, Amma, he said, Elahach Kasva. The proper way the letter should be written is, Shalom Lakaraba, Shalom Lakar to Yushlaim, Shalom Elah Chizkiyah. First God, then Yushlaim, then Chizkiyah. So Mefarshim say, why Chizkiyah last? So why did he want Chizkiyah last? I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that Achron, Achron, Chaviv. So if he was saying that the shame of Hashem, the name of Hashem should be mentioned first, so Chizkiyah can't be first, he should at least be last because of Achron, Achron, Chaviv. Another pshat is he was so concerned that no one should get confused in believing that Chizkiyah was Alakah. He didn't want the name Chizkiyah next to Alakah Rabbah where somebody could come to make a mistake and think that Chizkiyah was the Alakah. So he separated the name of Chizkiyah from the name of Hashem with Yerushalayim in between. So Amrilei, so they said to him, the person who reads the letter should be the one to carry it. If you feel that the letter should be rewritten, you should go and get it changed. And the way the Mefarshim explained this Gemara is that the debate between the Nebuchadnezzar and the others was a theological debate, where they believed that they had to show respect to Chizkiyah first, because as the theology of the Akum in those days was, that they believed that there has to be an Amtsoi, there has to be somebody who should be intermediary between themselves and God. And that was Chizkiyah, and that's why Chizkiyah should be mentioned first. Nebuchadnezzar told them it's wrong, and they were still so convinced that their thinking was correct that they said, if you feel that you are right, then you should be the one to correct the letter. We're not sure that you're correct. Rod Basrei, so Nebuchadnezzar ran after the messenger, Kirat Arbapsius, as he ran four steps. Also Gavriel v'Oikmei, Gavriel came and stopped him. Om Rabbi Yochanan, if Mole Bo Gavriel v'Amidoi, if not that Gavriel would have stopped him, Lo Haya Tekana L'Sneim Shal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael would have never had a Yeshua because of this great deed that Nebuchadnezzar did. Actually, the Medrash says, and it's quoted by the Magen Avraham, that Nebuchadnezzar only ran three steps. And because Nebuchadnezzar ran three steps, when we finish Manasseh, we take three steps back. Because as we know, and we're going to learn, Nebuchadnezzar was actually the one that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So as we finish the Shemoneh Esrei, and we say, we take three steps, that our three steps should counter the three steps that Nebuchadnezzar took. And in fact, the Farshim explained, that's what we say in the Musaf of the Sholosh Regolim, for Hoshav Kahanim Levadosam, the Shamnala, we stress the three steps to counter the three steps of Nebuchadnezzar. Algebra has the gears of four steps. The Chafetz Chaim seeks to try to understand how to make the two gersos, the two versions, work together, and he suggests that he took three and a half steps, and the half step that he took was because of that he had a descendant Vashti. The Mefarshim also go on to explain that from our Gemara we see another nafkamina, another difference between us and the Akum, where we, even when there are difficulties that get in our way, we continue worshipping Hashem. Whereas the Akum, as soon as Gavriel stands in his way, he stops. He doesn't try to overcome any difficulty in his avodas Hashem. Furthermore, the Mefarshim ask, why do we find that Nebuchadnezzar got such a tremendous schar in this world that he was able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash? We, who do perhaps even greater things than Nebuchadnezzar, don't get such a great schar. So Mefarshim explain that Goyim get Olam Hazeh, and therefore the schar that they get for when they do something is in Olam Hazeh. Whereas by us, the main is Olam Haba, that's what is our share, and because that's our share, that is why we don't get schar in this world. Even when we do things that are greater than what Nebuchadnezzar did, our schar is in the world to come. My Baladim ben Baladim, the Pasuk spoke about Baladim ben Baladim, who was he? Amri, Baladim Malkava, Baladim was a king. Vishtani Apivava de Kalba, his face got deformed to look like a dog. Havayasa Berei al Machusa. So his son took over his monarchy. Kavaksiv, whenever he would write his name, have a Kosov Shmei, who write his own name, Shmei Davur Balad Malka, the name of his father, Baladin the king. Hanid Ksiv, and that is what it says in the Pasuk, Ben Yechaber Ov Vever Adonov. A son shows respect to his father and a servant to his master. Ben Yechaber Ov, a son showing respect to his father's Hadamar, what we're learning here, how he showed such great respect to his father. Vever Adonov, the Ksiv B'chodesh Hashvi, but also, and as Marshall explained, he always mentioned his father's name on any document showing respect. The pasuk says, "B'chaydish achamishi bechel lechaydish he shnas chasrei melech Nevuchadnezzar melech Bavel bar Nevuzarad rat abachim om lefnei melech Bavel Yushlayim v'yisreif as beis Hashem v'as beis Hamelech." He destroyed the beis Hamikdash. Now, the pasuk speaks about the respect that Nebuchadnezzar showed to Nebuchadnezzar, which seems to be that Nebuchadnezzar was in Yerushalayim and Nebuchadnezzar was showing him respect there. Says the asked the Gemara, "Umisolik Nebuchadnezzar Yerushalayim? Did Nebuchadnezzar ever enter Yerushalayim?" The Ksiv Yaloi Soi Melech Bavur of Lasa Tzitkio, the Melech of Yehuda, was brought to Rivla to Nebuchadnezzar. Seemingly, Nebuchadnezzar wasn't in Eretz Yisrael. V'amar avua, where is Rivlitz and Tochya? Says the Gemara, Rav Chizda, Rav Yitzbar, Rav Dumi, Chan Omar, the Musta Yuknoi, Hoy Chos Chakuka, Loya Makavtoi. As Adon had on his chariot an image of the king Nebuchadnezzar. V'charama, Eimer Yisera, Hoy Slamena, because Nebuchadnezzar Adon had such great fear of Nebuchadnezzar, Doim Kemishar Melefonov, it's as if he was always there. Mefarshim say, if we see here how the Rishoim, Nebuchadnezzar, is concerned about Nebuchadnezzar and thinking about him all the time, we should certainly think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Ton Tlasmei Kudunaisa Naga de Parzala, the Shol of a Parzala, Sholei Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar. When Nebuchadnezzar sent Nebuchadnezzar to destroy Yerushalayim, he sent with him 300 loads of mule, 300 mules loaded with iron axes that could prevail over iron. Kula blason chadosh Yerushalayim. All of them, when they got to one door of Yerushalayim, they were all broken. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do so? So I saw the Mefarshim explain, because the time for the destruction of Yerushalayim had not yet come. And therefore, till the time comes, nothing could prevail over Yerushalayim. Another pshat is that they should have, that Klal Yisrael should still have one last chance to do tshuva and avoid the churban. Shenema, as the pasuk says, Petuchecho yachet bakshil keiloi pus yalon. All the axes and were useless. Boilam Heder, so Nebuchadnezzar wanted to go back. Omar, he's concerned. He said, "I am concerned. I'm concerned that my end shouldn't be the same of as Sechenherev's end that we learned earlier." Nafak Kalva Omar Baskel came out and said, "Shazar ben Shavar, a person who jumped and jumped again, meaning that he came twice to Eretz Yisrael." One pshat is simply that he was a Zoris. He came with a lot of energy. Another pshat is that he jumped now, and he was also there in the time of Sancheriv, which we actually learned in the previous shir, that the people who had come with Sancheriv wanted him to attack Yerushalayim and jump onto Yerushalayim immediately. They didn't allow it. The Matan Zimna the Migdash Acharev, they told him now the time for the Beis Migdash to be destroyed has come. Vechol Miklayim, for the Beis Migdash to be burned. Pashlei Chad Narga, so one axe was left over. Os Machi B'Kupa, he hit the door with the blunt side of the axe. Viftach, and it opened up. Shnema Yevada Kamevi Lamada B'Svoich Eitz Kadumis. It all got opened up. Have a Kotel V'Ozel. He was killing everybody at the Mata Leichala until he got to the Heichal. First, I should say, what's the lesson of one axe being left over? Mefarshim explained that the lesson was that everything comes from the Yochad Miyuchad. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adlik Bei Neira, he set a fire to the Beis HaMikdash, Gova Echela, and the Beis HaMikdash went upwards. Doch Bei Mishmaim, and Mishmaim they sent it back down. Shnema Gas Dorch Hashem, Lepsulas Bas Yehuda. Kazaychadate. So Nebuzradan got arrogant because he saw how successful he was. Norfolk Baskova Omri. Amaktila Katlas. The nation who was already dead is the one that you killed. Hechlakaya Kalis. The Beis Hamikdash that's already burned, you burned. Kimcha Tchinas Tchinas. Flour that's already been ground, have you ground. Shnemar. Kchi Rechayim. Tachni Komech. Galitz Melsa. Chishvi. Shovel Gali Soik Ivri Naharis. Chitlon. Nemar. The Pasuk doesn't say wheat. El Kamech was already ground. And as Rav Chaim Volozhiner explains, he explains that everything exists because there is Kedusha that keeps it going. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu had removed the Kedusha from Klal Yisrael and from the Beis HaMikdash. Once the Kedusha is removed from Klal Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash, they aren't anymore in existence. The Pasuk discusses how Zechariah, who was a Kohen and a Navi, had given Musar to Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael killed him. And says the Gemara, Chaz Adamid Zechariah Dav Karosach. He saw the blood of Zechariah that was on the floor bubbling. Amalhu, so he asked the Kahana, "My hai, what is this blood?" Amalei, "Dam zvachim hu dishtapach." That's the blood of Kabonis that had spilled. Amalhu, "I see the ansi midmi. Let's go shech the carbon and see if the blood of the animal is similar to this blood." Kasi, they slaughtered an animal, v'layidmu, and it wasn't the same. So I saw the Mefarshim ask, we remember in Chumash, when the brothers wanted to tell Yaakov Avinu that Yosef was dead, they dipped his ksonis pasim in the blood of Ezim, which is similar to the blood of a person. So why here did they not do the same? So the simplest teretz is that here, there was only one blood. So the blood, you could get fooled, of Yaakov Avinu could have gotten fooled, was the blood of a person. Here they were comparing the two pools of blood next to each other. It was obviously not the same. Another teretz is that Yaakov Avinu, because he was so distraught over his son Yosef, wasn't able to pay such close attention. Here, Nebuzaradan wasn't in that state of mind. Another pshat is that the Maram Shif suggests that that was part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically did here, that Nebuzaradan should take Nekama for what happened to Zechariah. Another pshat is that Yosef was a young person at that time. The blood of a young person indeed is similar to the blood of an animal, but Zechariah was not a young person. Amalhu, so now he tells the people Galilee, tell me whose blood this really is. If you do not, I will tear your flesh with an iron comb. Amalei, hi kohen v'navihu. Zechariah was a kohen and navi. Then Bilal Yisrael b'chubar Yishlaim, who said nevuah about the destruction of Yishlaim, v'katlu and they killed him. Amalhu, anamafaisalei, I will appease him. Aisri Rabbanah, he brought the Rabbanah katalei and he killed them. And the blood did not stop bubbling. He brought young yeshiva tamidim, cut alavei and killed them, and still, vloinach, the blood didn't stop. He brought the young kahanim, cut alavei, vloinach. Ad the cut alavei, tishin v'abarubo. He killed 94,000 people, vloinach, and the blood did not stop. Bubbling. Karvela gabeyama, Zachariah, Zachariah, Tovin shbehem avarati. I ready to kill the best of Klal Yisrael. Do you want me to kill all of them? Miadnoch. At that point, it stopped. What changed at that moment? Says Rabbi Cheskel Levenstein. Rabbi Cheskel Levenstein explains that at the moment that they realized that an avera had been done, that is the moment of tshuva. And when they came to tshuva, the blood stopped bubbling. Omer. So Nanavu's Radin said, Mahim shloi livdu el nefesh achas kach. If they only killed one person, look what happened. Hahu gavra matavalei. What would be with me that I've killed so many people? Orak, he ran away, shod the pratusa lebeisei, and he sent a will to his home, Vizgair, and he became a ger. And in fact, says the Gemara Tana Rabbana, we find such individuals. Naaman ger toshev haya. Naaman, who was the general of Aram, and became a mitzayra, and then was healed by Elisha, was a ger toshev. Uzur Adon, on the other hand, ger tzedekaya, that, as we just learned. B'mnei bonav shal tzisroi, the children of Sisroi, the descendants of Sisroi, lom the Torah b'shlayim, taught, learned Torah in Shlayim. B'mnei bonav shal tzcherev, lim the Torah b'rabim, were teachers of Torah. So the Kedusha Slavi has a very fundamental understanding. In this entire concept, how it works with descendants of these Rishoim becoming such great individuals. He says that even though these people were terrible Rishoim, still they were the vehicle for Kiddush Hashem in the world. And because we learned that Kiddush Hashem is so important, anybody, even with the worst of intention and with the worst action, that participates in the creation of a Kiddush Hashem is a person that is deserving of schar. Furthermore, the Mefarshim point out that Naaman did not become a full-fledged ger as the other ones, because remember the story with Naaman, where it was Gehzi who wanted to get money from him, and that, so to speak, sort of turned them off, and that's why he did not become a full-fledged ger. He only became a ger toshev. The Mefarshim also discuss, it continues the Gemara of Man Ninu, who are the descendants of Sancherim that limdu Torah b'rabim, that taught Torah publicly, Shmai v'Avtalion. So Mefarshim discuss that how could Gerim be given such a prestigious position. So Mefarshim explain that even though normally Gerim are not supposed to be given prestigious positions in Klal Yisrael, there was no one greater than the Shmai v'Avtalion, and that's why they were given these very important positions. Another pshat that I saw was that Shmai v'Avtalia, their mothers were Jewish. It was only that they descended from their father's side from that type of family, and that's why there was no issue in giving them these prestigious positions. In fact, I saw Ramosha and Rav Moshe Steinbruch and the Tshuvas Verhagas discuss what positions may be given to Gerim, and they try to be as lenient as possible, and they say that even though a Ger cannot be given a position of Rabbonis, he can be given a position of being a Rebbe, for example, in a yeshiva, maybe not being the Rosh Yeshiva or not being the Rav, but he could be given the position of being the assistant rabbi or being the Meir Tzadik, somebody passing in Shilas. Rav Moshe Steinbruch says we should try to be as lenient as possible, as even though we can't give Gerim a full-fledged position, any job that we can give him, we should be able to give him. Says the Gemara, Mnei Banav Shel Haman Limdu Torah B'Bnei Barak. The descendants of Haman learned Torah and taught Torah B'Bnei Barak. So Mefarshim discuss that the halacha is that we're not supposed to accept Gerim from Amalek. So how could the descendants of Haman be the ones that taught Torah b'nei Barak? So actually, some of us would say that our Gemara is a raya, that they can be accepted. Another Torah says that they were accepted when they were taken as Gerim. They weren't aware that they were from Amalek. And once they're accepted, they're accepted. A similar Torah says that they were found as children in the street without knowing who they were, and they were taken in as Gerim. Then afterwards, they became aware that they were Gerim, that they were from the family of Amalek. Another pshat is that their mothers were Jewish, and since their mothers were Jewish, even though their fathers were from Amalek, they could be accepted as Gerim. Another pshat that I saw is that we know that Sancherev came and turned over the whole world. After Sancherev came and did so, then there is no sure proof who, from where anyone comes, and therefore the halacha of not accepting gerim no longer applies. Another pshat that I saw is that since we know that Mordechai bought Haman as an eved, so once he bought him as an eved, he frees him and becomes a ger, the halacha no longer applies. Another pshat is that we don't take gerim from Amalek is that we don't make it easy for them to become gerim. But if they insist on becoming gerim, then we do take gerim from them. Rav Chaim Brisker suggests that they actually, Haman wasn't actually a direct biological descendant of Amalek. It was only that he followed in the ways of Amalek, but not that he was necessarily a biological descendant. Says the Gemara, "V'apnei banim shalosh rosh, the descendants of Nebuzaradan, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu lechnis and tachas kanfei Shechina, wanted to become gerim. Omel amlach hashorot of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the malachim said to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, 'Banim shalom misha hechrav es beisecha, v'sarf es heicholecha, tachas tanchei Hashchina, you should allow him into the to become a ger.' And here too, the Kedushas Levi follows his line of reasoning. The other people were not successful. And because they know it, they were not successful, there was a Kiddush Hashem. And that's why they were worthy of this schar. On the other hand, Nebuzaradan, who unfortunately was successful, he wasn't worthy of a schar. Hanik Siv, Rifeinu Espavav Loi Nirpasa. Ulo Amaz Nebuchadnezzar refers to Nebuchadnezzar, who did not have the refuah that his children should become gerim. This is talking about the rivers of Bavel, but Tigman that's nice to Bavel, he's referred to the palms that grow by the river of Bavel that is bad to drink, and those palms don't give good fruits because of the churban. Amun Amav were terrible neighbors to Yerushalayim. Kivin the Sheminah LeNaviyah. Once they heard the Naviyim, the Kamesnabel Chuban of Yerushalayim, they heard that the Nevi'im saying Nevuah that Yerushalayim will be destroyed. Shalchul Nebuchadnezzar, they sent to Nebuchadnezzar the following message: Puk v'sa, come leave Bavel and come to Tzisrael and conquer it. Amma, Mr. Finn de Loy La'avdali Kedavdu Kamoy, I'm concerned that it shouldn't happen to me like happened to Sancheriv. Shalchul Ke'ein Ish Bebeisoy, Hashem has left them. Vein Ish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shnema Ish Shem Ish Mechama. Shalchul Hu. So he sent, Nebuchadnezzar sends the following message: Bekriva huva asi. Maybe he's near and he'll come right back to protect Klal Yisrael. Shalach lei holach b'derech marachik. He went far away. Shalach lu, so he sends to them Islu tzaddika, the boy Rachmi, then perhaps tzaddikim amongst Klal Yisrael who will daven umeisaleu and bring back Hashem. Shalach lei tzror hakasef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken the kesef and says the Gemara, who is the kesef? En kesef el tzadikim shenem ve'echreli b'chamisha osa kesef v'choy mis'orim v'lech s'orim. Shalach lei hod rishoy b'tshuvas. Nebuchadnezzar says, I'm concerned perhaps the rishoyim will do tshuva. Ubar rachme, and then they'll daven. U'maisalei, and Hashem will save them. Shalach lei kva kovalam zman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a time and they haven't done tshuva. Shnema l'yoyim hakesa yava lebeisai. There's already a time appointed that they're going to have to go into golus. How do we know kesa means man? Shnema, as the pasuk said, the kesa l'yoyim chagenu. Sholchulhu sisvahu. It's winter. As we know that he laid siege on Asar B'tavis, which is the middle of the winter. V'loimitzina da'asim etalgam emitra. I can't come because of the snow and the rain. Sholchulay. Toshina de Tura, come by on the cliffs of the mountains, travel by the foot of the mountain, and the cliffs of the mountains will protect you from the snow and the rain. Shnema Shokul Kar Moshal Era Misela Midbar Har Bat Zion. The Har Bat Zion will protect you. Shokul Is Sinu Lesle Dicht the Yisivnebe. I have no place where to stay. Shokle Kvar Shahem Ulim Mepatnishlcha. The caves in which they're buried are even better than your palaces. The Ksiv Be'esahi Num Hashem Yitzius Atmis Malchi Yehuda. That's Atmis Sarov. That's Atmis Hakoyhanim, Ves Atmes Hanavim, Ves Atmes Yoshu Shalim Mikavreim, Shotchem Lashemesh, Lirech, Lakvot Svay Shmayim, Ashahuvim, Vasha Ovdom, Vasha Hochu Achreim, and there, that's where Nebuchadnezzar and his army hid in the caves of the graves of Yehuda.